Hi there, listener. You're about to experience Tadpog. Tyler and Dave play old games, and there will be plenty of game talk, but also copious amounts of crude, off-color, offensive, and immature speech. So if you are of a rather sensitive humor constitution, we're just letting you know what you're in for with this show. It has games. It has jokes. You know, just games and jokes. Take the games, take the jokes, and have a good time.
Hello, Internet, and welcome to another Tadpog podcast. It's a show that happens twice a week where two old guys and two very nice people have driven a long way to help us bring you a hotly contested game.
Yeah.
Talk about old games.
Too hot for PSN.
It's too hot. So, first time in the studio, Archivist Corn and Yarn Soul Sister Yarn Sorceress.
The SSYS.
Chandra. Welcome to the show, guys.
How's it going?
Thanks for coming up.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Because then Dave told me, like, they want to come up and do Guitaru Man. Mm. I was like, oh, okay. Well, then that settles that debate.
Which debate?
Who would be on Guitaru Man?
Well, like, the deal is, Archivist Corn is the rhythm master. he is the rhythm master.
Mm-hmm. And I will challenge anybody in the Tadpog Nation. If anybody can beat me, then I will give them some money. I'm not. I'll figure out some later. But I'm that confident in my skills.
$1 in pennies.
If they could beat you at any rhythm game, or
yeah, I'll throw that out there.
All right,
that you'll give $50 to the Patreon. Anybody can beat you.
Let's be real. That's not going to happen. You saw me play. That's not happening.
$1,000 to the Patreon.
Wiley's really scared right now.
Oh, man.
No one challenge him.
Because I knew, Guitaru Man 1, I know Meg loves this game. I knew she would want to talk about it. Josh loves this game. Miller has a raging boner for this game.
I know Ramon likes it.
And then the one who owned the copy, right? I played, Ramon. So, but like, you guys want to do that, and you traveled to come do it. So, I mean, automatically you win. And here's another thing I was thinking about is, like, Ramon had to travel a ways too, but Ramon knows we're not going to murder him.
Yeah, that's true. You guys took a big risk. You could have been, like, hanging off the hooks right now.
But I mean, for all you know, like,
so long as I got to record from the hook, I think I would have
We could have started a podcast just to have people come on.
Welcome to Hookcast.
And then we murder them. That's what we've changed the annex twice.
Yeah.
When Megalixir came on, we killed both of them. We killed Sam and Joe, buried them each in a different annex, and now we have the third one.
The podcasts are the clues that you leave to the police, like the BTK killer.
Just for the extra listen, the detective has to, like, go through all the episodes. We're hoping that by the time he reaches the end, he's like, you know what? I kind of like these guys.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to arrest
them. Man, they're going to stop if I arrest them. Shit.
If they keep it at a low enough rate of murder, I think this is acceptable.
We only murder prostitutes and gamers.
And faithful listeners.
We need to have more prostitutes on the show.
I have been following a lot of porn stars on Twitter.
It's good.
So I'm hoping that one of them just one day will be like, hey, I listened to your show. Can I be on it? I'd really like to talk to you guys about my butthole. I've heard you guys talk about your buttholes a lot. I'd like to share my opinion.
Talk about my nightmarishly elastic butthole. But before we break down into more Guitaru Man things, I'm your bearded host, Tyler. And I actually, the other day, went to my mom's and got my box of child memories out of her attic.
Shit.
Oh, yeah?
So right now, I have a letter to Santa Claus that I wrote.
Okay, good.
If I can read it.
This sounds adorable and or horrifying.
I believe, judging from my handwriting, this was probably 1990.
Dear Santa, my wiener's hard and I don't know why.
Dear every Santa. Morning I wake up, my wiener is really hard. All 3 inches of my wiener is so hard.
I tried pushing it.
Dear Santa, I never thought this would happen to me.
Dear, followed by 8 dashes. I'm not sure why. Dear Santa Claus, I hate that you dot pass our house, Santa. I like you too. I like presets and Should have tried reading this first before we start the podcast.
No, this is good radio. Good,
yeah.
This is good radio.
I like presets
and rock hard cocks.
Even as a kid, a child, I was self-actualized. I knew what I wanted. And rock doff too. I don't know. And your elves. And your little...
Rudolph? You like Rudolph, maybe?
It's not capitalized.
Okay.
Granted, words that shouldn't be capitalized. So I don't think I knew the rules. Yeah, rock off too. I have no clue. And your... And I guess I was trying to be Shakespearean because I spelled your Y-O-R. So. Your elves. And your little lady... I was a fan of his lady and his elves.
You're buttering up at this point, right?
Yeah.
You like that Mrs. Claus.
I would a punchin', P-U-C-H-E-N, punchin' bag.
Nice.
And okay. A computer, all caps. Nice. Takes up 2 lines, computer. And a computer games. And a printer and a... Rose cassette?
Kissed by a Rose cassette?
Kissed by a Rose.
That's where my head was going. I was trying to remember a line from it.
I was thinking cassette of Amy Rose from the Sonic games.
Oh, this is pre-Amy shit.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
And let's see. A Doom...
Hammer?
Doom Canyon of a Ninja Turtle figures. Is there a Ninja Turtle named Doom Canyon? If not, there should be.
Is that where the Technodrome is stuck?
In the Doom Canyon. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Maybe you just wanted a canyon full of Ninja Turtles.
And
you're just making up toys.
I knew how to spell turtle. I don't think I knew how to spell ninja because I put N-I-N and just some scribbles.
I don't think I knew how to spell ninja because I just wrote a racial slur.
It is the South. I probably didn't know. That's what my dad called them, that turtle.
You know? Oh, jeez.
Figures, F-I-G-R-N-S, figures, and a Nintendo. Fill my stocking, put the Nintendo on the TV.
Really telling
Santa Claus, I don't want to hook that shit up. Just do it for me.
It's like you're sitting in a chair with the light. The light on Santa Claus. You're just giving directions.
Doom Canyon Ninja Turtle and the Nintendo on the TV.
It's like telling the hooker where to leave the money.
Yeah, exactly. Bend over, Santa Claus.
Put the Nintendo on the TV and the games on the Nintendo. Put the games on the TV.
Sounds more like a hostage negotiation.
No thank yous. No, like who it's from.
So your mom got that.
Santa Claus, you put the games on the Nintendo and then the rest of the games on the TV too.
Your mom got that and she was like, all right, so socks? Give them socks?
I never got a computer, ever. So she's like, nope.
To this day.
That was right out.
Next year, you send a finger to let them know you're serious.
Santa Claus, I'm waiting on the computer. I've got a really long one I'll probably say from 1993, entitled, The Reasons I Love My Family. Famimily, actually. Famimily.
Did they stop wearing your clothes?
Oh man.
What's up, internet? I'm Dave. I'm your bespectacled host, and I knew that Archivist Corn was going to come with a really good intro story, so I just didn't bother. I just didn't fucking bother. I barely thought about it. The only thing I was like, this week I was like, yeah, it'll be fine, Paul. I'm sure whatever story you tell will be great. I need a new Steam nickname because my nickname on Steam is Ein Dad. And Ayn was my dog. He's been dead for like over a year. So it's like I've been playing Civ 5, of course, with Time Lord Josh Edwards, as I mentioned earlier. And it's like every time it's my turn, I'm just reminded that my dog died a year ago. So it's like I probably need another name.
And some other fucker has Pops Ghostly.
I know. I was going to go Pops Ghostly. And then like, I did a search and I was like, there he is. And he got the screen grab of Pops Ghostly and his bio is all Pops Ghostly, this fucker.
So make yours the real Pops Ghostly.
Yes. Yes.
Done. Done. All right.
Pops Ghostly. Yes, I'm the real Pops Ghostly.
I knew who all these pretenders are. Thinking they're coming out. No.
Oh, man.
That's like, of course, you remember the real Ghostbusters. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. The first Ghostbusters, pre-proton packs? No, like that Ghostbusters?
The cartoon called The Real Ghostbusters. Did you ever notice that? They used to bug the shit out of me as a kid. I was like, of course they're the real Ghostbusters. I mean, Egon's blonde, so maybe they're not the real Ghostbusters, but I mean, I get it.
Because there was that cartoon that came before that called Ghostbusters.
Right, then had like a fucking gorilla or something like that.
I remember I saw it for the first time, I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, it's like you found that out like when you were like in your 20s or something.
No, I was a little kid when I saw a VHS of it. See, I was like, what is this?
And but he didn't understand until he was in his 20s and found that BuzzFeed article.
Mm.
You
know? Were they just like, was Dan Aykroyd just like, there's a Ghostbusters, but I'm just going to use it anyway? Or like, did the gorilla Ghostbusters come in after the fact and then somehow just completely evaded legal action?
Dan Aykroyd, we know you're listening.
Yeah.
Please let us know.
Call in with your crazy
Google exists or something.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure this isn't well documented on like 152 sites on the internet, but
we need to get Dan Aykroyd to call in with his crazy UFO theories and all that shit. You know, just,
apparently he writes a thing.
Yeah, exactly. He's a real weird conspiracy theory guy. Actually,
awesome.
I used to like when I worked at Blockbuster. There was a DVD of Dan Aykroyd on aliens, or was it UFOs? It was aliens or UFOs, and apparently it's just him talking at the camera about his crazy theories about whether or not there's extraterrestrial life and maybe his enemies list.
Was it like maybe an Andy Kaufman thing where he was just like, I'm going to play this completely straight for an hour and 45 minutes. I'm just going to talk about aliens.
I would say he's really committed to the bit if that's not the case. Because I've heard from multiple sources that he's weird.
I heard like his...
Really bolstering his case for coming on the show.
That's great. Dan, do you mind talking about your butthole? That's...
I mean, he probably would.
It's got to be part of the conspiracy theory, so it's fine.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, I cut you off, Chandra. Did you have something to add?
No, I have nothing. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I'm one of your guest hosts, Paul Korn. When I knew that I was doing this episode, I knew that it was going to be about a rhythm game. And rhythm games have been a big thing that I've done for a really long time. And I started
thinking, you're the rhythm
master. Yeah, exactly. I had that title since I was like 15. But the thing that I decided, I decided I'd think back to when I first became aware of rhythm games. And I was able to kind of trace it back to when I was about, I was either 13 or 14. And we had the internet at my house, but I was fairly certain that it was being constantly monitored because I'm just a paranoid little kid. So I wouldn't search for anything, you know, untoward or anything like that. And so the way that I got off, when everybody, this is a very much a Tadpog story.
Good.
But when everybody in the house went to bed, I would go down into the basement. We had a TV in the office down there, and we didn't have like Showtime or Cinemax or anything like that. So I would flip it over to E. And late night on E.
I know that.
Late night on E, they had Wild On. you know, which, you know.
What is that?
Ibiza. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's like, it's supposedly a travel show, you know, but it's masturbation fodder for 13-year-olds.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's just like, Rio has some of the most beautiful beaches in the world, and those beaches have some of the most beautiful topless women that you've ever seen. Let's watch.
Basically, yeah, like, just the nipples pixelated out. You can see, like, the entire fake
movie. Yeah, it was pretty awesome. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
I'm very well versed.
But yeah, so, you know, I would watch that, and you know, so in between, they had an episode in Japan, and in between a segment on hentai and like some club foam party where a bunch of people took off their shirts for some reason, you know, like they had a segment where they were at an arcade, and they had, you know, I'm like mid stroke, and they show this guy playing Dance Dance Revolution, and I'm like, what is this source? Meanwhile, I am just pounding it because I haven't managed to finish yet. You know?
Switch flipped immediately.
Exactly. So I am positive that, you know, my psychosexual development is somehow tied into rhythm games, and that's why I can't get away from that genre.
That's why I can't get off.
Yes, exactly.
It explains so much.
Oh man, but yeah, that's where I can't. That's
did you come or what? What is
that? Oh, trust me, I came.
Why do you make me beatbox every time we have sex?
But yeah, so that's where I started playing. Well, that was the first time I saw a rhythm game or was introduced to the concept. I feel like Parappa the Rapper had been out for a couple of years at that point, but I hadn't played it yet. I didn't know anybody with a PS1 at the time. But but I was very interested. And then a couple of years later, they got the original Dance Dance Revolution that had like 15 songs on it or something at Jillian's in the Opry Mills Mall. And I saw this guy.
Immediately erect.
Oh, yeah. Like full staff. Like the kind you can just cut glass with. But, you know, like, I see this guy that looks like he's going to go to a rave or something dancing on it. Like, he's playing Butterfly on Medium. And I'm just like, holy shit, it's happening. You know, just, and, you know, this guy, he's got, like, spiked up green hair. He's got piercings all over his face. He's wearing JNCO jeans. And,
classic.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like.
So 90s. Yeah.
I swear, like, as I look back on him, like, that can't be right. But I would swear to you that he was wearing a chain shirt. You know, like, it was like, probably just a mesh shirt.
No, I've seen that shit. No, that's a real thing. I've seen that before.
Yeah, but
it's awful.
Like Renaissance Fair, like he just came.
No, I've seen like a guy who had like a chain shirt and his chain wallet, and I've seen that is a thing.
Yeah,
a thing. So it'd be horrible on your nipples and like body hair. I can't fucking imagine.
That sounds terrible. But you know, I see this guy play, and I get up there, and I'm not very good at that point because this is the first time I played, you know, a rhythm game. I was just
you were just a rhythm apprentice.
Yeah, exactly.
At this point, you'd only masturbated to rhythm games.
Rhythm masturbator.
Yes, nailed it. But yeah. So I get up there, and you know, I turn around when I'm done, you know, because I feel like I need this guy's approval or something, and he's gone, you know, and so, and I never saw him again, you know, someone that distinct, I thought I would have seen, you know, at some other arcade at some point, but I never ran into him again, and so I am thoroughly convinced that at some point down the line, I'm going to run into this guy, like 20 years later, he's not going to have aged a day, and he's going to challenge me or something, otherwise, like, I'm not going to get my wife back or something, you know, like there's going to be a kidnapping and ransom involved, and it's going to be a crazy action movie all built around Dance Dance Revolution.
Paul, like, we've got a special surprise for you tonight.
Oh, shit!
Robbie, come out.
Man, Robbie will be that guy's name. Totally be that guy, but it's good.
But yeah, those two little snippets, that's about as interesting as I can get for an intro story.
Awesome.
So.
That's good.
It's way better than me.
What you got, Chandra?
Absolutely nothing.
Hey, sorry for like mispronouncing your name like for the better half of a year.
It's all right. Like, to be fair, like everyone says my name a different way. So I've never, it used to bother me. It doesn't anymore.
Yeah.
I'm just at that point, like the place I work at, I've heard Chandra, Cassandra, Chandra, everything but my name, Chandra. Every variation. And like they're They're all right. Kind, not at all. Absolutely not. But I just respond to all of them. But yeah, I don't have an intro story because I didn't originally plan on being on the mic.
Yeah, it was kind of one of those things where it was like,
yeah, that, it's fine.
Like 30 minutes ago, I was like, hey, you're going to record, right?
Just like, I guess so. Everyone's gone and Meg's going to bed, so yeah. I guess I will.
You've got the really important role. You've got you said this yourself. You got the John Turley role tonight.
Yes, I do. Except I'm not getting drunk. I don't drink. So
I was about to say I could just pour you like 6 shots of Fireball and you can John Turley real quick.
I'll drink with you. We can do shots.
Just give me a bottle of wine and I'll probably be all right.
You are Soul Sister. You are. Yeah.
Oh, man. I've got Everclear and grape juice. That's pretty close. Yeah, pretty close to wine.
As long as it's sweet, I'll probably drink it. No, yeah, like I have no idea what About Guitar Room Man.
Because you haven't played it.
Never played it. I've heard of it. I assume it has something to do with guitars.
Guitaroos.
Yeah.
Men and possibly kangaroos.
Okay. Well, this is really good because like you've got the great role where you can be like, what the fuck are you guys talking about? Because like most, I'm willing to bet that most of our listeners probably haven't played Guitar Room Man because it's kind of
it's a cult,
Yeah,
classic. It did have like a big print run originally over in the States, and it's kind of a rare game.
I heard about it when I like would play Parappa occasionally. I would hear, oh, if you like Parappa, you might like Guitar Room Man. Mm-hmm. And then I played Final Fantasy 7 and 8 and 9, and I didn't bother.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Parappa, I really want to do. I really wanted an episode.
I really want to play it.
Very charming set of games. Yeah. Like Parappa 1 and 2 and Jamer Lammy. Yeah. Like I can recommend all of those.
Well, like I was that kid who made fan fiction of everything. And like had my own OCs for everything.
We're going to need you to read that on air.
Yeah, I think so. Did you bring it?
No, I probably still have some stuff on fanfiction.net. And I had like,
yeah. All right. Yeah. Didn't know that was a thing.
We have a computer right here.
Yeah, we do have a laptop right here. We can just change the show. I had
Oddworld fan fiction.
Thank you for those, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you're welcome. When we get into the Oddworld show.
Man, I knew that was going to come up.
I'm down.
Thanks, Tyler.
Yeah, just throw Dave right under that bus.
She's Shandra's been giving me shit on Twitter before. And I'm like, I promise I'm going to play it. I'm going to play it.
After we finish all of Matt Barker's games, then we'll jump on Oddworld.
Right.
We've only got one more, and we do one a year. So right.
I wanted to do Guitar Room Man because it is a rhythm game that I had actually played before. So I wanted to take the lazy way out. I knew Tyler was familiar with it too. So
I'm
like,
awful at it. Oh, fuck. I'm so bad at it.
Yeah.
It looks like playing it. I'd watch Josh play it and lose, be like, that looks so fucking easy. Josh sucks. I pick up the controller and just no fucking way. Because of course, like, yeah, I'm the opposite, Paul. I'm the worst. I mean, because I don't have any sense of rhythm. I'm basically just looking at and trying to time it correctly. There's no rhythm, sequence, anything in my brain whatsoever.
Well,
so,
you used to play. You said you used to play a lot of Pump It Up. How was that different? I'm curious.
Well, Pump It Up was the same thing. I wouldn't listen to the music. I would just try to time the arrows coming up.
So you did
you
it all visually.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And I can't do Dance Dance Revolution just because I hate where the arrows are placed.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way to Pump It Up just because I'm so used to DDR.
Yeah.
It was years before I found a Pump It Up machine at any of my arcades. And so I was just like, this feels weird and wrong. I can't jerk off to this.
Where's Robbie?
He's like jerking off with your hand facing the other way.
Yeah.
No, no.
Why would you do that? Why?
Thanks to Tony, I know that's called the Western grip. Yeah. Or thanks to you, maybe.
Well, I brought it up, and then like Phil and Tony started talking about, yeah, there's a name for that.
I have not heard that. That's
oh, man.
And by the way, everyone we just mentioned, I thought of you last night when I jerked it.
They're going to be so proud.
Oh, Western grip, y'all. I'm retaining that knowledge.
Oh, my God.
I just imagine a Western grip has to involve you also wearing a cowboy hat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Oh, yeah.
That's unspoken.
Nikki woke up and she was like, what are you doing? It's fine.
Don't worry about it.
Dave has the power to try and knock the cowboy hat off of his head whenever he finishes. So yeah. That's the goal.
Yeah. It's a fun game.
Oh, man.
Start putting a bullseye on it. Like different point values as it goes out. Oh, yeah,
it's totally. Like skee ball.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, in the Westerns, where like throw the hat up and just shoot it, keep it in the air.
It's a really weird game of ring toss you're playing here.
All right. Guitar man. Guitar man.
Guitar man.
Do you hear that, Tyler?
It sounds like a Western grip.
Let's. But backwards. Do that backwards.
Are we just going to reverse the audio there?
Nah, that's too much editing. I like the.
It's like the jackalope masturbating.
Somewhere Dave Coulier is weeping. Not because of that statement.
Just for his career. Yeah.
Sorry, cut just it like, out, Tyler.
Listen to that Alanis Morissette song. It's over and over. That's about me. That's about me. Where did I go?
Full House is coming back, man.
Yeah. I heard about that. I am too excited about it.
Netflix is doing a season. I think they're calling it Fuller House.
Yeah.
Isn't that the thing?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even joking.
Terrible name.
I know. I'm not disagreeing with you.
That's good. I hope they like
Full Houserer.
I'm just wondering how they're going to do the twins, because that was like the thing was they were babies, so of course you had to switch them out. Now they're adults, you don't have to switch them out.
Are they actually going to be on it?
I don't know. That's the first I've heard of it.
I think so. I heard what they're doing is they're going to have a reunion first, and then they're doing Fuller House.
And then they're going to do the series with whoever's left alive after that
reunion. It's a reality murder show.
They're going to give Stephanie a bunch of meth, and then just see whoever she doesn't kill, and they'll keep going.
Don't do that to Stephanie.
Yeah, wasn't she the one who was like on drugs?
She was the one that actually was addicted to meth. Yeah.
I was just saying that because she's the one who like turned out where it's like, damn, she looks pretty good. Mm-hmm. Like, those drugs were good to her.
Mm-hmm. So were those breast implants. But yeah.
Oh, man.
I hear that. I hear that reverse masturbation Western grip train as well. Just tied it on back. Which, of course, as everyone knows, ushers in a little segment that we like to call Dave Reads from Wikipedia. Okay, guys. Gitaru Man, or as it's known in Japan, Gitaru Man, is a rhythm video game developed by... I'm assuming this is INIS. I don't know. It's a little I, big N, little I, big S. So.
Japanese for in excess.
Yeah,
oh, they also made rhythm games.
This is
games.
What they did when they left.
I don't even know who I'm talking about. I don't know my own reference.
It was published, Tyler, by Koei for PlayStation 2. The game features visual production by Mitsuri Nakamura, and an original soundtrack by Japanese band Coil. That's in all caps. The game was released in Japan on June 21st, 2001, in North America in February 18th, 2002. It also came out in Europe. We do have one European listener, so that came out June 21st, 2002.
You probably know about that.
As you know. A port of the game for the PSP titled Gitaru Man Lives, or as it was known in Japan, Gitaru Man Live, was released in 2006.
So different.
That's really a bad paragraph because that just talked about release dates. Like, it doesn't talk about the game or anything like that. But I guess that's what we're here for.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. We'll just transcribe our podcast onto the wiki page.
I like that idea.
Yeah, so it'll be like 3 pages of my masturbation story. And if someone's gotten through all the way to that, then they're like, oh, here's actual information about the game.
This is just a long, elaborate plan.
Why are you picking up all the masturbation story is what I'm wondering. Like, why can't everyone be part of that?
Go ahead. No one's stopping you. Go right ahead. Don't turn red. Tell a masturbation story.
So
first of all, it's called jilling off.
Schlicking.
Yeah. That's gross. What does the sound Wolverine's claws make when he doesn't have adamantium on his claws? Schlick out.
No, they snit.
They snick when he's got them on, but when they're bones, they schlick out.
Because they're covered in...
I don't know if any of that's true.
Blood?
I don't know if any of that's true.
We have to look it up.
So Gitaru Man is a tracing game. I just want to go throw that out there. It's essentially a game where you trace lines and music plays over it.
I mean, that's basically half of it, how it works. You know, there's also the defense portions of it. That's a different thing.
But. Yeah, there is. All right. Because I thought earlier when I was making notes, I was like, this game is going to be fucking impossible to describe to somebody who hasn't played it. Because I can't think of I can't think of any other game to compare it to be like, it's kind of like this, but they twist it.
Yeah, no. That's, like, you know, I mean, there's like a point in the center of the
screen. There's a dot, right?
That everything kind of converges on. And when you're playing the guitar, there's like a line. So you have to point the analog stick towards that line. And when like a little bubble pops up on it, you have to press it and press whichever button you decide.
Buttons, yeah.
And you have to hold it down until that bubble kind of goes back down to a regular line. But the line's like wiggling and wobbling all around. You know, so you have to keep moving the analog stick along with it, you know, as it goes around in circles, and you're having to tap the button to indicate that he's hitting a new chord or whatever, you know. That's about as good as I can do.
You could play this on a TI-83 graphing card.
Sounds like a fucked up, like, QuickTime event.
It kind of is.
Yeah. Okay. It becomes even more like a QuickTime event when you're doing the defense segments, like when he's dodging attacks, because it's just like the circle button will come in from the right, or the square button will come in from the left, the triangle will come in from the top, and the next will come in from the bottom.
Who is he defending against?
Other people that have Gitarus.
His rock opponent, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, so you have to hit them just as they hit the center of the screen. So, and, like, he'll, like, duck or dodge to the side. It's not very well timed to those actual buttons, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does kind of throw you off. Like, mm-hmm. His actual actions plus the timing plus the rhythm, like, mm-hmm. Then plus the tracing segments. It's a rough game. It is a difficult... But reward him because the music is so fucking good.
I really do
I like the music.
The music
a lot. Man. There's only one track that I've always, it's always kind of bugged me, and that's the...
Ben T or the Shark.
Reggae rap
theremin music. Yeah, I didn't like that.
Which
one.
Is also a bitch to play because it's like...
Because there's
you're
no
tracing
really...
these really long squiggly notes. Uh-huh. So it's like if you miss one, like if I miss one in the middle, like I'm going to do when it starts squiggling, mm-hmm. It's like... And just silence.
Yeah.
Like this like infuriating game, like 3 seconds of silence
before another
note. The
game continues to make you feel bad for your poor decision. Uh-huh.
So it does like that shit like Guitar Hero does where if you don't hit the right button, it's going to just not play that.
Yeah,
it just doesn't play it.
Oh, that's fucked up.
You talk about the story a little bit?
I would love to talk about the story. There's not much of a story.
Yeah.
No.
I feel like that's okay. The story is so weird. This game is so weird that I feel like a long, elaborate story would have been like them being like, no, this is a serious game. No, we need to like justify all this shit. They don't. They're just like, you're a boy in Japan. Your name is U1.
Yeah.
The letter U, -1.
That's what I almost named Kenna. Almost.
The real U1 is what you should name it.
Is his brother U2? Is that
man, are you looking at my achievements?
Sorry.
So you're a small Japanese boy named U-1. You have a talking dog. Who kind of looks like the Japanese Snoopy.
Mm-hmm.
So you're essentially you're the Japanese Charlie Brown.
Occasionally he'll laugh like Muttley from the Wacky Racers.
Yeah. And U1 is in love with, he's in like. He's probably in like with a girl named, please.
Shoot, I forget her name.
Pico.
Pico. Yeah.
Pico, the guy up. And...
It's Japan. Don't they act like that's ridiculous? I mean, the kids of Naruto and Sasuke are basically like burrito and salad. So
it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, like all of Dragon Ball Z, like there's Vegeta, Kakarot, Raditz. I'm sure
Bulma's.
Yeah,
Bulma's
like her whole family is like underwear.
So U1 wants to be. A skateboarder. That's mm-hmm. what he wants to be a skateboarder so that he can impress his lady friend.
Tony Hawk is coming into its prime, so I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, they're trying to cross promote there. You know.
But his dog, Puma, explains to him
yep.
that no, you're not a skateboarder. You're from a long line of people called I just think they're called just guitaroos.
No, you want mad pussy to last for years? No. Yeah. Pick up a guitar, put down the skateboard.
Learn how to play Wonderwall, and you'll be set.
So that begins.
Man, I want to see Guitar Man reboot with John Mayer as U1.
But yeah, so he's supposed to be like from the planet Guitaru, right?
Right.
Like his
ancestors.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what do you mean, you people?
And so, the U1 people. Did I not say that all the way through? But yeah, like, so he's just on Earth for some reason. Like, I don't. They never made it clear what the deal was with his parents or anything.
I think that's fine, too. I love that.
It's like a Disney movie. They're all dead.
He's just there. Yeah.
Just him and Puma living in that house.
Their dog takes care of him. That's all.
Japan doesn't have child services. They're notorious for that. They just don't care.
That is their child services. They just give you a dog.
Ico was raised by Moogles.
Yes. So, and that's kind of where the adventure begins. Mm-hmm. Because now, all of a sudden, U1... has to travel back to his ancestors' planet and gather up all these guitarus, which are, I kind of thought they were instruments. They're kind of instruments.
Yeah, they're all. I think they're all instruments.
And his guitaru looks like a guitar. Mm-hmm. There are guitarus that look like trumpets. I don't know why they're not. Mm-hmm. They're called trumpetarus or something like that.
They just didn't have the time to figure it out. Yeah.
Does the devil, like the devil in the first level, has like a horn, maybe?
No, he's got an axe.
Yeah, he has an axe. Okay. Yeah, that's his bit. And
Panpis.
The second level is like the UFOs, but they have like the keyboard all around them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The third level is the trumpet guy.
Mojo King B.
Yeah. Mojo, yeah. I'll never forget that.
Mojo King B.
God.
Then the fourth level, you're being chased by the shark thing. And then in the fifth level, you fight him with the... He turns into like a giant robot that has like turntables for boobs.
Yeah.
You know. And then
awesome. Girls like their boobs and play like their records, like you're scratching them.
Yeah.
They're into that.
You know. Winky,
winky, winky. Get them going one direction really fast and then go against it.
Love Shuffle it. Them around. Just but,
does it for me.
But let me see.
Put a needle on it.
The sixth level, you're just playing like a regular guitar. You're playing Wonderwall for some girl that looks like the girl that you like.
Kira. Yeah, it looks Kira. Like Pico.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And it's like a Wizard of Oz scenario where it's like, and you were there, and you were there, where like the King Zoe, the main villain, looks totally like Pico's boyfriend in
like
the real
school
world.
Bully who's
maybe a little bit like David Bowie.
Yeah.
Just to throw that extra little rhyming thing in. Japanese, they love their... That was a joke, right? You know, that kind of thing.
You get it.
Barry Burton.
You just made Ruby Bear and Paul extremely happy. I don't want to skim over the bosses that you fight in this game because they are... I think they would like really make the game because they're so varied and different, and their aesthetic is tied so closely to the kind of music that they play.
Yeah.
Panpis is this little red devil that he just invades your home, and that's when U1 discovers that his dog, Puma, can turn into like a red play school.
Like an amp.
My first Ghetto Blaster.
They sell those.
Something like that.
And a guitar-shaped weapon springs out of his back. U1 grabs it, and in one of the most amazing transformation scenes, you turn into what looks like if Elvis Presley became a Power Ranger and had a baby with Mega Man. That's what U1 pretty looks
good.
Like.
Yeah, that's a good description. That's a good description.
Paul, maybe you'll know what I'm talking about. There's this anime, and I feel like he looks like a character on this one certain anime where it starts off, the main character, he's voiced by the same guy who voices Spike Spiegel in the
U.S.
And he starts off by just having a robotic arm, and as the anime progresses, he gets more and more, it spreads when he manifests his power, and his rival is another guy, and his power is where he has a robot that he just controls like a puppet.
Is it the one like Scryde, but it's got like the dashes in the middle? Like it has the robot. I've never seen the whole show, but I saw like a YouTube clip where the guy he's standing on a gun, like a giant gun that he fired, and he's talking about his thick, hard Magnum. You know, like it's thick and it's hard and it's coming to get you. Like it just, I'm pretty
that's
sure that's
where
what
that
you're talking
comes
about.
From.
So many people have said that to her during sex. She was just like,
yeah, it's coming to get me.
But no, I'm pretty sure that's the anime you're thinking of, but I haven't seen the series. I've just seen a couple of clips where like there was just ridiculous dubbing, but I know Steve Bloom voiced the character from that, and he has like a golden arm, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm pretty sure we're talking about the same thing, but I'm not super familiar with it.
Okay.
There's a costume in it that's similar to Yuan's.
His full transformation, yeah, looks a little bit reminiscent to Yuan.
When he transforms, does a woman have an orgasm like she does in Guitaru Man?
That's the requirement for the transformation.
God, I remember playing it for the first time, and this was, of course, after there was the ESRB. Like, I remember playing it in college and being like, God damn, that was kind of hot. And they're like E for everyone.
Meg does that, you win, really, really well. So I need to try to get her, before we publish this, get at her to say that and put it somewhere in the episode.
Just go wake her up.
Come on. I know you have to be up like 5 hours to go to work, but come here.
Just come here.
Like, that was the...
They'll say it better.
I want to know what the thought process was behind that. Like, did they come up with that, like, in the recording booth? You know, like, where it's just like, you know, she comes to it and is just like, oh, yeah, you know, kind of sassy. And they're just like, no, we need it more sultry. You know,
There are kids out there who jerk off the rhythm game. Right. You need to sexy it up.
This might be a weird request, but put this in you and say it.
All right, just
like as it goes in, just whatever comes out, go at the moment.
Get yourself going. Give me the thumbs up so I can start recording when you're ready to say it. And,
who wins? Tell me who wins.
You win.
Oh man, it's crazy.
It's a game.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Oh, it's man. A weird game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really weird. Mm-hmm.
That is really fun. Mm-hmm. This is one of those games that I go back and play at least once every 2 years. I'll play this game. I played Ramon's copy, which I think drifted around at everybody's mm-hmm. apartment for a long time.
Because he had the PlayStation 2 copy, and I've never seen another copy of it in the wild, mm-hmm. period. If I had, I would not have been interested in it because I think the cover art is just bad.
Yeah, it's not really reminiscent of the game itself.
Yeah.
It's just like sidewalk chalk, and mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't really like it.
Yeah, I actually hadn't played it until you guys mentioned it, and so I was like, oh, well, I'll look into this, and I found it on Amazon, you know, and, you know, it's a very quick game.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
I think I finished it in about an hour, you know, and, you know, then I started on Master Mode, and that is some hard shit, like, even as the Rhythm Master. Like, I still haven't finished it, but I've only been at it for a few weeks now, so, you know, and just kind of playing it when I have a minute here, you know.
Because there's a normal, there's a hard, right? And then once you beat it on normal or hard, it unlocks Master?
Well, no, there's I have it on the PSP, so I don't know how it is on the PS2, but there's normal, which it's set to, you can set it to easy on the PSP, but you have to beat it on normal before you can unlock Master Mode.
Okay.
So there's just three difficulties.
Okay. And I've tried Master Mode. I usually finish this game on normal. Mm-hmm. I had never played it on Master Mode mm-hmm. until we discussed talking about it on this show.
Right.
And I tried it, and I was like, I don't think I can do this because I couldn't get past Pampas, which is the first level. And I was like, well, all right, I guess I'm done with this.
I imagine the way like it's been talked about is like that's similar to Diablo 3 going from mm-hmm. hard to inferno and just like,
it is a
fuck this.
Yeah. Like, and even in the normal campaign, there's a couple of big jumps in difficulty.
Yes.
I feel,
Sandbone Trio.
Yeah. Like it jumps right up at the Sandbone Trio. And then when you finally fight Zoe, I felt that there was a big jump, you know, because that's the last level, you know, and it, you know, just has this, it took me a few tries, but, you know, I mean, I got through it, you know, and then I was like, okay, well, let's play it on Master now. And then it just shut me down, like, once I got to Mojo Kingbee.
Yeah.
You know, I'm almost to the point where I can finish that level.
Well, and it's also, they don't, in master mode, they don't change the line that you trace very much at all.
Yeah, it's mostly how much you have to hit the button. Like it's more correspondent to like each note in the song,
right,
as opposed to, okay, well, you're playing like four notes, but we're just going to let you hold down this thing. Now you have to hit it in sync with when you would be hitting that thing. It's kind of the transition between like hard and expert in Guitar Hero.
You also take a shitload more damage because haven't really talked about the setup of the game, because I don't think it's super important.
Right.
But like there is a setup to the game where there's like three different modes. There's a charge mode, because what's happening is you're playing your Guitaru and the opponent is playing his or her Guitaru, and you're trying to kill each other with the power of music.
Yeah, like lightning bolts occasionally shoot out, but they don't really go consistently enough for me to think that that's exactly what's happening all the time.
Yeah, we don't ask too many questions.
You just rock so hard.
I was gonna say, it's just the power of rock.
Exactly.
Okay.
And his beats are too righteous.
There's a charge mode where you essentially regain any power that you've lost, and power is essentially health.
Yeah, most levels you start at like, you know, maybe a fifth of your health, you know, and they let you charge up, and then it goes through.
And if you miss too many notes, if you're not tracing those lines right, that bar will deplete, and when that bar depletes, that's when you get the game over.
Just cuts it off.
So the other side of that is that, besides the charge mode, it'll switch to an attack mode. And that's when you can actually start doing damage to your opponent. And once again, it's just pretty much just how well you trace the line.
Yeah, it's the same control scheme. You're still playing the thing. It's just going outward now. You know?
Exactly. And if you do it well, you deal damage to their power meter. Mm-hmm. What's kind of shitty is you can get their power meter down to zero way early on, but... You still have to play through the entire song.
Yeah. Yeah. It seemed weird that was part of it, you know. Like, I guess they wanted it as, like, a gauge to let you know how far into it you are, you know. But
this seems like something they should have balanced then to, like, you can only get down to, like, this certain amount.
Near the end.
So by the end, yeah.
So that the final solo is very clear that, you know.
Yeah, that's almost, where you've murdered
it always
them.
Ends, right?
With your music, exactly. Whole note, half note, motherfucker.
Every good boy does fuck. Yeah. Every good boy fucked you up.
Good boys do fine always.
I took guitar lessons for like a year.
Nice.
I don't remember any of it.
Do you have your guitar here with us? Can you play a song?
Where do you think my guitar is?
Mom's at it?
Yeah.
Bring it. Let's play us a song.
Shit. What was the last thing I remember playing? Like, the Star Spangled Banner. I think I could do that on guitar, and that was about as far as I got.
I think you remember when Griffin on My Brother and Me would play his guitar for like people who give the show money. I think you should do that. Every time someone gives us money, you play the Star Spangled Banner.
Fuck, man. No, God, no musical talent whatsoever. Like, it's like, Mom and Dad, yeah, just go to throw the money in the fire. It's fine. Just throw it in there. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Does it keep him quiet for like 30 minutes a week? Yeah, do it.
Yeah, my dad just wanted me to be musical so badly. Put down the Nintendo controller, pick up a guitar, do something. No, okay, you can't do that. All right, fine. Play your stupid Nintendo games.
Did your dad give you the whole, like, you know, when you get older, people don't pay you to play Nintendo? I got that one a lot.
I don't think I got that. I think I just that it was just a waste of time and I should be outside playing.
Yeah.
I was in band from the time I was like 9 or 10.
Hell yeah.
Till high school.
What'd you play?
Flute and French horn.
Soul Sister, Yarn Sorceress, man. Sitting on so many levels.
Nicole also played flute.
Mm-hmm.
So. I still have my flute.
So does she. She says the same thing. Man, this is eerie.
I still have my flute. I can still pretty much play it. I do have a guitar too. I'm not great at it. But when I first started playing, my mom would make me go out to the chicken coop because we had chickens in the desert. And
I was hoping you didn't have chickens.
It's a weird room where adult men are just dressed as chickens smoking cigarettes.
She would just drive you to this abandoned farm, like out in the middle of nowhere.
I don't want to go to the chicken coop.
It's just like carved in wood, the chicken coop.
Hey, man, it's got a lot of good reviews on Yelp.
Oh, man. But she would have
free that was where babysitting.
I had to, that was where I had to practice until I was like 12 or 13. Then I was allowed in the house because now I was good enough. Yeah. And I was a soloist in first flute.
I played sax and I played in the garage.
Yeah.
Because it was like, the sax is a loud fucking instrument. And it's like, for a while, I was bad at it. Like, really bad, to the point where it's like, I got this like Homer Lisa relationship with my dad. Where it's like but I guess the difference being that like he wants to encourage me to play, but at the same time, like it's just murder on his ears.
Well, because the sax makes that terrible squeak.
Oh yeah, man, you play a sax poorly, and everybody fucking knows.
So, well, Bleeding Gums Murphy came to your house. Yeah. And I was like, go with this strange man. Just go. It's fine.
Every time I'd pull, I remember when I first started playing. Every time I'd pull the saxophone out of the case, our family dog would fucking run. The dog would run and hide, and I wouldn't see her until I put it back in the case.
Oh, poor baby.
Oh, man.
But now, like a flute, like you can make it go really high. I can't. But no, it's just terrible when you can't play it. But not as bad as a sax. No, that's awful. That was my contribution to the conversation.
I could do something to help besides nod. I'm just nodding at you.
Yeah, really good good radio.
Yeah. I've been doing this for almost 3 years. I'll just nod at you silently.
No, thanks. Just watch my comp just skyrocket down.
What's everybody who has listened to it, unless you just have a random opinion, it's fine. What's your favorite track in this game?
Oh God!
Like,
oh, all of them.
I can't pick a favorite.
She loves the electronic reggae rap thing.
Ugh. Yeah, sure. Oh, the tone sounds like something I would love.
Going for the underdog, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, love a good zither.
But like the
zip me baby one more time.
The level that I like the most is I like the song of the UFO level. Like it gets my head bobbing nicely. You
know, that's like, it's kind of like an idol pop song.
Yeah,
kind of deal, yeah,
yeah. It has that kind of feel to it. You know, like I could very easily see that playing during, you know, like some kind of Super Sentai show or something like that, which is clearly one of the tropes that they're kind of playing on, especially in the background animation and all that. But I also really like the level where, spoiler, you have to fight... you have to fight the girl that looks like Pico, you know, because it turns out she's an agent of Zoe, you know, and all that stuff. And like, I really like it when you kind of go back around into that version of the
love song that he plays. Yeah,
like when it starts coming together with the different things. The problem is that there's like 2 minutes of that level that I'm not super interested in, you know, before it gets to that. And so I'm just like, I want to hear that, but I don't want to play this whole level again, you know. The UFO kind of wins because it's consistently the whole thing I like, as opposed to the last half of it.
I know this will be probably sacrilege to at least Tyler, but one of the main reasons I also really like that UFO level, it really reminds me of Earthbound. That level in particular reminds me of Earthbound because it's because of the UFO.
Anything that you like that is connected to Earthbound, I'm pro, so it's fine.
And because it all takes place in this kind of like cutesy Japanese style city, which kind of, it looks like Tucson to me. Like, I mean, I never made that connection when I first played the game because I hadn't played Earthbound yet. But like, since I played Earthbound and I replayed Guitaru Man, it was like, man, this game, like, I kind of feel like, if it didn't take from Earthbound, it fished from the same pool.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's one of the things I really like about that UFO level.
Yeah.
My favorite level, my favorite song, and I also think it's the most difficult, is Sandbone Trio.
That is a good one. Yeah.
Which we haven't really talked about. Mm-hmm. Sandbone Trio is, they're essentially the undead Huey, Dewey, and Louie of the Guitaru Man universe.
Yeah.
And their guitaru is essentially fucking xylophones. I mean, they're bones.
They're ribs.
They're skeletons, and so they play on themselves. And they have like PS2 controllers for crotches. Did anybody else notice that?
Yes.
I did not notice that.
I think that we should go to Dragon Con as a Sandbone Trio.
Yes. Yeah. I'm in. I've got some skeleton pajamas from when I was little.
Just put that PlayStation 2 controller on your crotch.
Man, I haven't thought about those skeleton pajamas in such a long time. Because they were tight and black and had like a glow-in-the-dark skeleton, like raised whatever on it. And it had a mask, but you know, I generally don't wear a mask to bed.
I typically don't like to be smothered in my sleep. Oh,
man. No, the mask is for when you go into someone else's bed.
Yeah, exactly.
The mask is for daddy time. But that song, the Sandbone Trio song, it's kind of like this. Like when you starts actually playing, it's like this flamenco style guitar.
Yeah.
And it's really difficult for me. And that's like, it's not the last level, but that is the stage I always have the most trouble with, because mm-hmm. it's a lot of rapid button taps, but also instead of just having to tap it, you have to like slightly arc the line each time. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
I showed you the YouTube video of it on master mode.
Yeah.
And like both of us were just like, nope.
No,
just-
I mean, yeah. Not only could I not make it there, if I did, like I can tell, like even if I practice this game to the point where I could handle master mode, I guarantee you I could not make it past Sandbone Trio. Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people that say that that's the hardest level on master mode. Like it goes down from there, you know, but it's just one of those things where I'm just like, oh, geez, I'm still going to try it. You know,
Well, you're the rhythm master. I'm like, you're going to try it.
The rhythm masturbator.
Tyler,
I'm torn between Sandbone Trio and the love ballad song.
Yeah.
Despite the fact it's a little rapey. Because like she's not into you. She's sitting far away from you. So you're playing your guitar and like you're clearly using your guitar to wear down her mental defenses.
Yeah, I mean her health is going down.
Yeah, she's scooting closer and closer to you. It's just like, yeah.
Well, you're not exactly like that.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's what's going through the heads of those guys who are playing Wonderwall at parties. They could just see the meter over those girls' heads.
Yeah. Instead of the X triangle square, it's RAPE. You just throw it, just fucking smashing her down.
All right.
But it's a good song.
Yeah.
it's a sweet song.
Yeah, it's a very sweet song. And we are just ripping it apart.
And whenever you have for your her health is gone, that's when she like lays down on your side. You're like, fucking, I'm in this shit.
And then you never call her.
You don't know what to do, so you just sit there nervously. Like I did in middle school when like a girl would like lay her head on my shoulder or something like that. I'm just like, freeze. I'm very uncomfortable and I'm really hot, but I'm not moving.
This is like third base for me. I don't know what to
That's a good question. The follow-up, of course, is what was your least favorite level? Besides Ben K,
okay,
reggae rap, because I feel like that's everybody.
Yeah.
I just can't decide.
Yeah, once again, you're locked in a decision.
That becomes more difficult once you take that out of the running, because that's such an obvious, like...
Yeah, it's clearly the worst.
Yeah.
And there's two parts of it, and both, like, because the first part of Ben K...
Yeah, the first one is kind of like a surf song.
It's like this drum break, where it's just all, it's all defense. It's all those rapid buttons.
Yeah, like when you're going through, like, the wormhole and all that stuff. But, I don't know. Like for me, I would probably. I don't hate playing through it again, but probably my least favorite after that would probably be the. The cathedral with the Sailor Moon villain.
Gregorio III.
Yeah, like he looks like somebody that Sailor Moon has to throw a tiara at. That's what she does, right, Chandra?
Yes, she throws a tiara. It's Moon's tiara power.
Okay, yeah, she just runs around throwing that at people. That's how that show goes.
I never hear a man orgasm when she transforms.
That's not as sexy. You win. You fucking win. I'm sorry, you little bitch. You win.
Just as wide as the moon.
But put stars in your eyes. But I had read recently about like the translation in Sailor Moon. Like in the Japanese version, Sailor Pluto and Sailor Uranus are lovers.
No, it's Sailor Neptune and Sailor Uranus.
Yeah, you had it half right.
Yeah.
So they they're but they didn't want to do that in the American version, so they make them sisters, and it's cousins. Really
no,
weird.
They're cousins.
Cousins.
Yes. Yeah, because they didn't take out any of like the flirting that they do.
It's really weird when they put on strap-ons.
And didn't like they change like one of the guy villains into a girl, didn't they? Or
I don't know about that, but I know there was I believe they're called the Sailor Stars or the Sailor Starlights, something like that. And in the Japanese version and in the manga, they are men in their normal form, and then they turn into ladies in their sailor fighter form.
All right.
So clearly, they are both. In the Japanese version. In the American version.
They're the Bailey Jays.
And in the...
Bringing it back.
Yeah, in the translated version, it's their sisters they're calling up.
Gotcha.
They are not turning into ladies. Yeah.
Of course we would do that.
I'm calling my big sister.
Of course we would do that here.
The sister's going to kick your ass.
Yeah, and it's like the guys are like part of a pop group. So it's like even more. Go call my sister, kick your guys' ass.
Man, fucking America. Like, and what recently, I feel like maybe it was on Fox that they censored out the boobs in like Picasso paintings.
Really?
Like they don't even really? Look like tits. But like they're showing like all the stills of the picture and just like pixelated on different areas.
That's
well, I mean,
just
don't
silly.
You get turned on by like a circle?
Just abstract titties. Give me those abstract titties.
Triangle titties. Yes. With that like octagon nipple and the triangle areola.
Why do you think I was an art major?
There is that suicide girl who has the star tattooed over her nipples. Yeah. Her nipples are stars. That I don't know how I feel about it. Like, I like it and I don't like it at the
that
same time.
Painful.
It's a trend that reminds me of every time I see it, I think about that first masturbation trip when I was in Las Vegas, and they had all those straight up escort flyers where it's just naked women with stars on their nipples. Every time I know which suicide girl you're talking about. Every time I see
it, she's hot.
Yeah.
Otherwise, she's
a suicide girl. Yeah.
Well, there are some suicide girls that are just like,
I don't know.
Faces. Not even, well, yeah, I guess their bodies are all pretty awesome, but yeah. So.
So Gregorio the third?
Which I remember.
Total butterface.
That's my answer.
Yeah.
I think that's, besides Ben K, the shark robot, I think Gregorio III, the...
You know, like his scream all the time? Through.
There's one thing I love about it, and that is I love it when very, very Japanese games and anime... just media, like, kind of does this weird, like, take on Christianity. Like, that is always super entertaining to me because it's like, I like to think that they don't know better. And it's like, this is what Christianity is all about, right? Because, like, there was a Pope, Gregorio III, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So you've got that.
Unless it was in Assassin's Creed, I'm not sure.
You've got, so that's the first variable. Second variable, you're battling this guy... in a cathedral, and he summons choir boys, and he summons.
This, I think we lost Shandra.
This is a real thing, Shandra. Stay with us. And he summons onion gargoyles with halos above their heads.
Yeah, yeah.
And his guitaru are pipe organs that are like built into the cathedral.
Yeah, I was so afraid you were going to say they were the choir.
Oh, man.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, there's like these children of the corn choir, but like you're fighting them, and all of a sudden you just get the shot they of like these demonic looking children.
They fade in from the shadows of like this balcony. Like they're a really fucked up Statler and Waldorf. Yeah. But yeah, if you're into the weird Japanese.
If you're into boys,
check out Gregorio III. It's a commentary on Christianity in the time.
Japanese Catholicism, they do in Blue Exorcist.
Yeah.
The shonen anime where they fight demons, and like the main character is like the son of Satan, and he's been recruited to fight demons, and it doesn't make a lot of sense.
I'll check it out. Because that's like, I feel like Neon Genesis Evangelion, I love. But it's one of those things where it's like there's so many Christian undertones in that anime
yeah.
that like I tried to put together, and it got to a point where I was like, oh no, this is just all for theme. Like, I can't follow these threads. This is all just for theming. It has to be.
Basically. I hope Japan's angry when Nintendo America like made Link change from the cross on his shield to the Hylian shield. Like, what? No, fuck these guys. Dude, just make fun of their silly religion.
It's like they get a tax break or something if they take a jab at Christianity in their game.
Well, it's like Xenosaga. I don't know if you guys ever played it. It was a series of games on the PlayStation mm-hmm. 2.
With the longest fucking cutscene yeah, ever. Yeah,
like 45 minutes.
Oh my god, yes.
Like 34 minutes, unskippable, yeah. Unpausable.
I would try to play that game like before I went to school. It was like, fuck, I gotta turn it off, I gotta go to school.
And start this whole thing over again when I get back.
Exactly. But like that whole game is pretty much just Christian like theming and everything. Like yeah. I think mm-hmm. one of them is Jesus. Somebody's Jesus.
Just is.
Well, like yeah. in Xenogears, like you kill God. That's the, you fight all his angel, your gear, once you max it out, then you go and fight angels that are the size of your gears and then go kill God. And first of all, you have to kill the Jesus figure.
What we're saying is Japan by the other Jesus
figure. Yeah.
Tyler, did you have a least favorite stage in Guitar Man?
Maybe the first one.
Yeah. In his room.
Yeah. If
not enough masturbating. The shark,
not enough. If you're at home by yourself, you gotta be masturbating.
It's unbelievable. You and your dog just hanging out, and someone doesn't have their dick out.
I mean, because as soon as you guys leave here, that's what I'm gonna be doing in here.
We're not leaving.
It's fine. As soon as I walk behind the couch.
Oh my god!
Don't worry, I'll look at you.
We'll maintain eye contact with you.
Look in the mirror. We'll look at each other through the mirror. Just can't be direct eye contact.
So did you guys play it on the PSP or the PS2?
PS2 is what I played it on.
Okay.
I played it on both.
What I failed it on.
Yeah, one of the things I was
going to... I played it on the Game Boy.
One of the things that kind of threw me off, I don't know if this, like, on the PSP version, it has that kind of widescreen thing going on.
Yeah.
You know, and so when they do those segments where the defense segments where the buttons are coming in from all sides, it kind of threw me off because there's more track for the
left and right.
For the left and right. And so they come in early, like when the game started getting difficult, it became harder for me to keep track of, you know, whether or not one of them was first.
Because uh-huh. I would the sequence, usually, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I would get track of them, but this one actually comes in a little bit later, and so I'd get thrown off, and all spirals downward, and I'm just like, I miss three notes and commit seppuku. But I didn't know if that occurred to you at all. Or
It did when I played it on the PSP. I prefer to play it on the PS2. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the best way to play it,
yeah,
certainly. But what's really nice, one thing I love about the PSP version is the PSP stick has a lot more. I feel like I got a lot more control over it, mm-hmm. just because my thumb is actually larger
right,
than the stick. Where on like the PS2, it's a little less elegant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I was able to, like, in the reggae rap level, like I feel like I was able to do the wiggly, the long wiggly yeah. notes a lot better than I was. But yeah, the widescreen.
It's
yeah.
so vivid. It's so vivid to me. Even though I couldn't play this game, but just sitting down and watching it, like just everyone talking about it, just pulling through the levels. I remember the songs. Like it's so good. It's done so well.
Fantastic soundtrack.
The show notes. Yeah. The show notes will just be links to for every track in the game.
Because we love you. Because we love Japan. You.
Okay. We'll have that, and then the rest of the tracks. And something about Sailor Moon. That'll be it.
Yeah.
Just something.
Just something. Yeah.
Like, what do you...
More porn. Moon. It's fine.
Yeah.
Do you know what's weird? I feel weird. Well, I don't know if I feel weird, but Sailor Moon taught me a parenting lesson that I have remembered and used what already. Is that? I remember there is a point, Sailor Moon and Tuxedo Mask, their daughter, at one point, like, I remember the episode, she's very angry. What's her name?
Rini.
It's weird. But she's very angry at them, and she's like an adult for some reason, or she can transform into an adult. and she's lashing out at them for something that
really
happened.
It's really fucking weird and complicated. Yeah.
There's something happened where she's...
I think.
Yeah, like she's technically way, way older than him by the time she time travels there, but she's in the size of like a five-year-old.
This sounds like a whole like Cyclops Jean Grey thing.
At some point, she actually becomes looking like an adult. She fucks a unicorn.
Called Bishop. I don't know
if you're joking or not.
I am absolutely not joking.
The dick of corn. That's fine. I see it.
Screw-nicorn.
Screw-nicorn. Yes,
there we go. We got it.
Link to that in the show notes. It is actually a porn scene I really enjoy.
And she's trying to kill them for some reason, and they make her remember, and it's her and her parents, and they're walking down, and she trips and like scuffs her knee and immediately starts crying and begging for her parents to pick her up, and they refuse because they're like
little baby dust.
Like, yeah, you're not hurt. We don't want you to think you have to come crying to us when you're truly not hurt. You're truly not in distress. You're panicking. You're not hurt. You need to get up on your own. So, like, the other day, like, Kenna, like, fell down just on her butt. She was totally fine and started crying. And, like, I got up to grab her, and then I was like, wait a minute.
Sailor Moon
is hot. I sat back down, and she stopped crying.
I love that. That's totally the fine process.
Yeah,
that's
just, like, Sailor Moon pops into my head.
I want to contribute to this. I love that. I want to tell you, I had a moment earlier today where Henry did something very similar. And Batman Begins came to mind, where he started fussing, and I said, Henry, why do we fail? So we can pick ourselves back up again. And he was totally cool. He got it.
You had to hear the Michael Caine impression, just where it always sounds like he's about to cry, no matter what he's saying.
Size of a tangerine.
Thank you. I was about to do it myself. The size of a tangerine.
He always sounds like he's about to cry, no matter what he's saying.
And so on and so forth. It's not my best impression.
Because what was it? It was on Reddit. Like, the words, my cocaine. If you say it, you say my cocaine, like Michael Caine saying his name.
Yeah. Michael Caine.
Michael Caine. Oh my God.
What'd you guys think about U1's final transformation?
Awesome.
Did you also think that he looked like Lion-O with flaming angel wings?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Right answer.
I dug his original transformation design better.
Yeah, so, I did too.
You know, I felt like it was a little bit, you know, more in keeping with the style of the game. You know, that, you know, I mean, he's already doing like a Yu-Gi-Oh transformation to turn from U1 into Gitaru Man. Mm-hmm.
And no one notice that he transformed in that too?
Well, it's always in the middle of like a battle situation, or he's around people that expect it to happen.
Because I've always thought that was bullshit in Yu-Gi-Oh. No one, like, his friends don't notice that he's grown like a foot.
I've never.
Why are you
seen
an adult now? Okay, it's fine.
Yu-Gi-Oh. Yeah, like,
your voice is much cooler. We'll roll with it.
Yeah, like, he's puberty has hit you. Your balls dropped.
Yeah.
Your eyes narrowed. You look like someone we want to fuck now. Baby.
You've been in your pants, Joey.
What the fuck is Yu-Gi-Oh about?
A children's card game.
A boy becoming a man.
I thought it was like a...
Every battle.
It's like Big, only it's about card games.
I thought it was like the Kmart version of Pokemon. Is that not true?
No, it's not. It's a card game that people play, and in the anime they play the card game, and this kid has this little puzzle that was stolen from an Egyptian ruin. And so he gets possessed. He will occasionally get possessed by the spirit inside that puzzle.
Who is the Pharaoh?
And he's really good at games.
And also looks exactly like him.
Yeah, like that's
except
also a weird
like
thing.
A man.
Yeah. Yeah, he has the same
with a thick
hair.
Magnum.
Thick hard magnum.
See, I've always thought Digimon was that was the
Digimon is the Kmart Pokemon.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Digimon's awesome.
It's coming back.
The anime is really good.
They got another season coming, and a lot of people are excited.
The first two seasons were really good. I never watched Digimon Trainers. which was the third.
Yeah.
I know a lot about Digimon.
Welcome to Digimon Cast. Yeah.
We need somebody here who knows a lot about Digimon.
It's called DigiCast.
Well, see, I'm glad you're here for Sailor Moon and Digimon.
Yeah.
So it's good.
Clearly not Guitaru Man.
That's fine. It's fine. Yeah.
I would argue.
If you know anything about Transformers.
There are a lot more ties to Yu-Gi-Oh! And Digimon to Guitaru Man than most of the tangents we go on the show.
Yeah.
So this is all justified.
They're at least Japanese.
Yeah.
The last song, the last battle, reminds me a little bit of Illusion of Gaia. Because whenever you have like the Phoenix power versus the other dark power, mm-hmm. it's just that yeah. battle is somewhat yeah. reminiscent to it.
Yeah.
Overall, I don't know. I feel like the last whole ending song against Zoe was, meh. I liked it.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's right. okay. It's not bad.
Yeah,
but so it's not my least favorite.
Yeah,
but.
Ben K is the only one that I feel is bad.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
but like it's not one that I'm going to come back to a lot. You know, partly yeah. because
no one
like,
wants to replay that really
from
badly.
From a rhythm game perspective, it's kind of hard to keep up with it because it's very much just like freaking out on a guitar. It's
yeah. Yeah, they're trying to make it hard as opposed to like something you're going to enjoy.
Yeah, and so there's not a lot of rhyme or reason to why you're doing it, and so it doesn't process through my head the same way that a lot of these kinds of things do. You know,
I don't know if we have any costumers out there listening, but I will straight up commission a Guitaru Man costume because I think I'd like that would be. And this is not a joke. It would be my dream costume to show up at Dragon Con as Guitaru Man because like the 2 to 3 people who would recognize me, I feel like I could forge long lasting friendships
yep.
with.
Yep, you're not wrong.
We are quartet. You knew what was going on. That's a Dark Tower reference. Anybody got that? Anybody out there? Nicole got it. Nicole's nodding yeah. in her workspace.
Oh, man.
Anybody got any achievements?
I came up with one, and I have a name for another one that I'm not sure what it would be associated with. But
we'll help out with that.
Yeah, one of them was bone zoning. And you unlock bone zoning when you defeat the Soundbone Trio.
Nice.
And get an A, just so that it's more of an achievement.
And
not
also
just
a
yeah. Well, yeah, but that's any rhythm game for us. So, you know,
well, not just for you. It's an achievement for everyone.
The other one that I came up with, I came up with a name for was Play Freebird. You know, Play Freebird. But I don't know. Maybe when you just beat Master Mode or something like that, you know, just you've done everything else. Now play Freebird.
Now just play Freebird. Or I mean, there's Lynyrd. Yeah, Lynyrd Skynyrd's at the very, very end after you beat everybody and go back.
He shows up. You did a real good job, man. Hi, I'm Lynyrd Skynyrd.
It's a flawless impression.
I'm Lynyrd
Skynyrd. I get a couple. Man. I get a couple. That's how you know I like this game.
Yeah.
I get a couple.
Yeah.
The first one that I've got is called Air Guitaru, and you unlock Air Guitaru when you beat the game. Because there are, we didn't really talk about the cutscenes much. There's cutscenes. They're mm-hmm. they're pretty cute. And when you beat King Zoe and come back to planet motherfucking Earth, you run into.
It's weird that it got rated E.
Very bizarre. You run into Pico again, and she's with her shithead boyfriend. And how do you steal her away? You do an air guitar riff and that freaks out the skater guy. And then you grab Pico by the arm and you say, come on. And she like, she's has like the most reluctant. Okay. I've ever heard in a video game. She's like, okay, where are we going? And then they just run down the street.
Adventure.
This sounds like
the van.
And then it does this like Looney Tunes, like, black portal thing and like yeah. Puma like sticks his head out and winks at you like
so great.
They totally fuck.
Clearly she is getting raped. The boyfriend ran away because
lack of consent
because you won.
That's right, folks. That's horrible.
Oh.
It's hilarious.
We're skirting on the edges of poor taste.
The best taste.
Second achievement I've got is U2. And in order to unlock U2, you can either do it one of two ways. You can either play through the game twice, or you can just play it with Bono. That's also an option.
The game can detect when Bono is in it.
Not presence. The edge, with Bono.
With Bono. And you have to, like, you have to litter right in front of him while you do it. There's littering.
Master mode is where you have to eat meat beside Morrissey. It's a really weird mode.
Oh, man.
And then the third achievement I have it's an impossible achievement, but I think it would be cool, and that is called Guitaru Hero. And in order to unlock Guitaru Hero, you need to beat Guitaru Man with a Guitar Hero guitar peripheral, which would be possible if there was an analog stick on it, because you can use the...
Well, the whammy bar on the guitar peripheral is supposed to be kind of analogous. I don't know if you can move it around the
Wii U. In 360 degrees.
Yeah, but I know that there are people that have played... I want to say even like Dark Souls on a...
Jesus. Because suicide's not an option for them.
I saw Bloodborne. Somebody did that on Bloodborne recently.
Just because you can just do something doesn't mean you should.
Right. I'm not saying it's a good idea. I'm just saying I'm pretty sure...
No, I think you were.
It is technically possible.
Tyler, did you have any achievements for this game?
I've got one, and it's just called Barely Seduced. And that's where you seduce Kira by a margin of error of one note. You Steve Urkel it and just barely do it.
Oh, man.
Chandra, you got any achievements based on this 1 hour conversation we've had? Oh, man.
Absolutely.
Okay.
No.
Oh, damn. All right.
Sailor Moon. I can't think of one. I can't even think of like a bullshit achievement.
Okay. Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
I've had a lot of fun today talking about Guitaru Man
with
our friends here who have driven a long distance to talk about dog nodding and dubious consent. So, and Digimon.
Digimon, Sailor Moon, and eat crawfish.
But before we close things out.
Which was great.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your crawfish was very good. I'd like to ask you, if you were to give this game a beard that sums up how you feel about it, what kind of beard would you give it?
I'd have to give it a masterful rhythm beard that is a mustache and like a soul patch. So it is the facial hair of rhythm master archivist Paul Korn.
Okay. He has glasses. Yeah. He has glasses too, Tyler. If you were to give this game a pair of glasses, what kind of glasses would you give it?
If I were to give it glasses, I would have to give it a different pair of glasses.
Okay.
Which would be like glasses that are just like, I mean, they appreciate the game.
The rhythm apprentice.
Maybe. Like they're probably into it. They'd probably like it. They don't know anything about it, but like glasses are just kind of there.
So rhythm journeyman, okay.
Right. So it's the spectacles of Soul Sister Yarn Sorceress, Chandra Martinez.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like how easy those were for you.
Yeah, I do too. You want to see what I have written down in my notes?
Yeah. What you got?
It's blank.
Is that a drawing of something on the right? Or is that, did you do a math problem? I can't see.
No, those are just three quick show notes I jotted down. I
see. All right, the third question, of course, I want to know how much this game is on Amazon used for the PS2, PS2 version. Okay.
$70.
$70 from Tyler. Chandra, what do you think?
See, it's a cult classic.
Mm-hmm.
It's an older game.
Mm-hmm.
I think 70 is too much. I'm going to go 50. No, 45.
45?
Yeah.
Okay, 72 from Tyler.
I could be the bullshit and just go $1.
You could. I mean, that's pretty rare.
Well... Yeah, I'm going to say 50.
Okay.
Because you'll probably be the dick and say
$1. No, I'm not going to be that guy. I always hated those people on Price is Right.
I loved them.
50 from Chandra.
Love the dicks.
Love dicks.
What do you think, Archivist Korn?
It's a rare game, so since it, like Tyler took what I was probably gonna go like 65, but I don't want that small of a margin to go in, so I'm gonna go with 80. Give him some margin, you know, but still,
not enough.
Yeah,
okay.
because I feel like it could be in that range.
Okay, so $80 from Paul. Chandra, you said you ended up on 50.
45.
45, and then Tyler, you said 72. Mm-hmm.
70.
70. Actual retail value.
I wonder.
yeah, it's weird. That's it. Of Guitar Man for the PlayStation 2, used on Amazon, is not $72. I don't know why I even said that. Is $39.99, which means, Chandra, you take it. Because, well, I mean,
technically, you still lose, but
you're the closest. I don't know how the Price is Right works.
Oh, I should have said fucking $1. I would have won. Yeah.
There's a yodeler, and you do some Plinko, and yeah, that's Plinkos. Price is Right.
I think that's actually a really good price for this game.
Yeah.
$40. I would pay $40 for it. I think that it is a shame. This game is perfect for PSN. Like, yeah. I feel like this is like a perfect $15 game for PSN. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel
they don't even have the Parappa games on the PlayStation Network.
That makes me cry.
That's also weird.
Yeah, because those are, and I mean, they consider those part of their flagship franchises because they put it in their Smash Brothers ripoff.
You know? Yeah.
Super Smash Brothers PlayStation Edition. Yeah, he was in there. He looked really weird in that one because he was a little bit more modeled 3D. He wasn't flat.
Yeah.
They kind of did that in Parappa 2 when it was on the PS2.
I didn't play that because... Yeah.
Like, it's not 100% just a flat line. Like, there's just a little bit of thickness to the paper.
No,
it's not.
It's supposed to be flat.
Yeah, it's better on the PS1, I feel.
I've never played
it's always better on
a Parappa game.
I think you'd like it.
I think that I would
They're really good. They're really good, and they have really catchy music. That's one of the things, like, there's only...
It's all in your mind.
There's only, like, 6 songs on any of the Parappa... or it's, like, between 6 and 8 on any of those. Yeah. Like, Jammer Lammy had 6, and then there's, like, remixes where you can play as Parappa, and they're, like, different because you're not just playing a guitar along with it. But, yeah, like, and that was one of the things with this game. There's only 10 songs.
Right.
You know? So I'm just kind of like, oh man, I wish there was more. Because
clearly
Coil knows what they're doing.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree.
I wonder if I can find like one of their albums somewhere or something like that.
Probably.
I still occasionally will remember Chop Chop Master Onion from Parappa.
Fuck.
He's so adorable. Those,
they get stuck in your head, man. It's good songs.
Well, like even in Super Smash Brothers PlayStation Edition, hit Parappa stage is it'll like explode and then there's Chop Chop Master Onion. It's awesome. And you see like his little onionettes, shallots, I don't know. Like they're just dancing around.
I'm ready to know what you guys are talking about.
Get on it, man. It's good stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's a really good game.
Thanks for being on, you guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Driving up late, like it's midnight.
It's almost midnight.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't have a job interview or anything tomorrow.
I have Sunday off.
Nice.
This is my weekend off.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, thanks for listening.
Thank you for letting us in. Sorry. No. Fuck you. You're not ending the show now.
Chandra just pulls out a gun. It's just like, no, we're going to keep going.
I have a concealed carry. I probably am.
It's thick.
It's hard. And it's coming against you.
And it's
that
black.
Needs to be in the show notes there. Like,
no.
I can find that
don't tell
for you.
No, don't tell people what to do.
No, I want those for the show notes.
I'm just going to Google thick and hard and whatever first thing that pops up, show notes.
Yes.
Please do it with Safe Search on because I think you'll come up with funnier results.
Oh, man.
I want everyone out there to Google naked sword. Yeah, just Google that.
Is that like a flesh sword?
It's a naked sword.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll Google this.
At work. Full screen.
Of course. Yeah, of course. I'll wait for my boss to be in his office, which is right next to mine.
Exactly. Sound way up.
Oh, man. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. You can find this show on iTunes, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. So don't miss the next episode.
Mario Tennis.
Mario Tennis?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mario Tennis.
Dorkly's like 19th ranked game, I think.
Okay.
Something like that.
I feel like we're mowing through this like fast. I was
thinking that earlier today, but that's just because we came off of like a list of 100
games. Yeah.
And like 80% of those games were not great, I feel like.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It felt like a lot longer. It was like a list of 100, but it felt like a list of 500.
Yeah. You're not wrong. You know what we still like? We still need them. Biggest marketplace would be 5-star written iTunes reviews. We got another one.
Oh, yeah.
I'm happy to say that now we're up to 108.
Mm-hmm.
Only 100
and some odd.
from me watching Star Wars. So we're getting there.
Just create extra accounts.
I'm totally fine
with
that.
We're not promoting that. But
no, you guys aren't saying it. I'm saying
right.
it.
Right. I mean, if you want to follow Chandra's advice, you can. But we're not promoting it.
Go to like a county fair. Just keep opening up credit cards. It's fine. It's as many as you can get. A college job fair, you can totally do it.
Yeah. It's fine.
But we try to further incentivize you because on that 5-star written iTunes review, if there's a game you want us to play or a guest host you want on that or both, you can plan out the whole episode. It's fine. Whatever you put on there, we promise we will get to it
eventually. Don't worry, guys. Like Tyler said, we're going to be back. We're going to be talking about some Mario Tennis. In the meantime, if you can't get enough Tadpog goodness, you can always find us on tadpog.com. That's where the show notes live. We're going to have something called Naked Sword on there. make sure you look at it at work, apparently. We're also going to have... I'm definitely going to give Tyler the link to Scroonicorn. That's going on there. Like, oddly hot. Just go there. Get us some traffic on our site. We'd really appreciate it. You can also find us on Facebook. We're at facebook.com/tadpog. There's a lot of cool people there doing a lot of cool shit. Tyler will normally make an episode post. Mm-hmm. That's like a really excellent place to tell us how you felt about this episode. Anyone listening out there play Guitaru Man before? And if not, let us know if you would play Guitaru Man based on our really like rapey conversation about it.
There's one guy that's just super into it.
Some might say overly rapey conversation about it.
Yeah, I mean, the game's really good. I would check it out. You can find us on Twitter. We are at tadpog_podcast. It's cumbersome, I realize. Thank you to everybody who's retweeting us, especially our episode posts. Soul Sister Yarn Sorceress is here with us, who's probably one of our biggest retweeters. So we really appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome.
And also, you're also the person who talks to me on the toilet the most. So, so thank you for that as well.
You're welcome.
You can follow us as well, listener, and talk to me on the toilet too. I'll be on the really awful one at work. So
I play The Simpsons on the toilet. So yeah. I'm toilet unreachable.
Not the phone game. You just like read fanfic.
I have figurines that bring with me into the bathroom.
You know, like in the bathtub. I poop here now. You can call us if you want. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We're actually going to be doing another All Call-In show soon. I think we got one. We pushed the one back a week so mm-hmm. that we could do this episode. So it's going to be really soon. If you want to give us a call and leave us a voicemail, chances are if we don't have too many, we'll probably play it on that show. You can call us at 270-883-2555. Try to keep it to like 3 minutes. We love questions. They are the best. So Golden Girls, Ninja Turtles, you know the drill. Or if you want to throw us something new, Sailor Moon, Digimon. I mean, these are things that mm-hmm. I barely know anything about, so they could be really horrible or good answers.
We're going to have to watch all of Sailor Moon and Digimon.
Reading porn.
And what?
And reading porn.
Well, yeah, of course. We definitely need more erotic fiction on this show. I feel like, Chandra, we need to hear from you again.
Okay. I'm working on it.
She's doing a lot of research.
Good. Yeah. Good.
A lot of Tetrises, fucking people.
Good.
Clippy.
Good. I love all of these things.
just stacks of erotica in her house.
It's not good enough.
She's like a hoarder. It's just like her quality of life has gone down.
Hoarder. Huh?
I sit there at work just going on my Kindle app, just reading terrible erotic while I'm supposed to be working.
Saving lives.
Ah, shit. People don't need labs. Doctors don't need that shit.
Oh, man.
We got a Patreon. Mm-hmm. We do this thing where you can give us money if you want to. Mm-hmm. It's not required, obviously. But we really do appreciate it. If you feel like we're doing a good job, like that is the best way to support the show so that we can pretty much just buy a whole bunch of pizza and eat it. But Tyler, you're pretty adamant about like actually improving the quality mm-hmm, of the show mm-hmm. where I would rather just squander the money.
it gives you a warm, fuzzy feeling when you give on Patreon. I say that as someone who does that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, by the way. It gives me a warm, fuzzy feeling, too, because I'm like, holy shit, someone likes the show enough to, like, actually give money. That is amazing. As coming from, like, one of the cheapest people on this planet, that's a big deal to me. So, like, I really do. I love when people donate because it
I love when people give me money. I love it.
It's amazing. So it's amazing. So if you want to do that,
throw money at me like a whore.
I will dance for it. You can, of course, do that at patreon.com/tadpog.
I think we've been talking about doing like bonus episodes for Patreon people.
Yeah.
We were going to do that with Two More Horrors, but then we didn't think it was good enough. So. Right.
That had a pretty good response. You did a really good job editing that show.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. It only took like 4 hours.
Yeah. So you ready to do it again?
I could.
Just don't sleep. Just edit forever.
If we did a D&D podcast about what it would be like.
Yeah.
How are we going to close it out?
Guys, what do you think?
I think we need to do it like the lady from the...
Oh, wait. What about the song?
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. We kind of like... Sycamore Drive is going to send us like a really nasty letter at some point. Be like, hey... You guys have
almost forgotten like six times. and actually only forgotten once, but you come really close like six times. So, Chandra, our theme song is called
Moves.
Paul, who is it by?
Sycamore Drive.
And then both of you, where can a link to that track be found?
Tadpog.com.
I was going to say the show notes, tadpog.com. You have to be specific.
Judges? I wish I had a bell to ring. I don't. So just everyone listening, pretend a bell just rang.
German judge says no. Uh-oh. Everyone else is fine. So we're going to close it out. Like, you want to do the win?
Yeah, the you win voice.
The orgasming woman.
Yeah, the orgasming woman.
I can do this.
All right, Chandra's getting herself ready.
just give I know. A second.
I've been doing this for a long time.
Awesome. Oh, I'm ready for this.
This is what you were born for.
Exactly.
Everyone who's listening, I mean, of course you're going to be paying attention to what Chandra's doing, but just remember that she hasn't played the game. So this is like just completely without a point of reference what you're about to do.
Okay.
I heard you guys talk about it. I think that's close enough.
Perfect.
So until next time.
Tropical Capricorn.
I was trying to go quiet to make Chandra really stand out.
Yeah. We've listened to every episode you've done with Nicole. We know your trick.
Yeah. Just mouth the words.
He wrote a book where a lady gets fucked by a bunch of Tetris pieces.
Nice.
Tetranemos, the proper name.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, she gets fucked.
Yeah, it's weird. Like,
like four of them.
Yeah, because there's
our stinger.